We're with P.K. Subban of the Hamilton Bulldogs, just coming off a 2-1 win over the Marlies. P.K., little melee post-game there. Any idea what was going on with that?
Oh, no, I had no clue. I was just sort of at the back of the pile, and I was just looking in. I didn't really see what happened, but, in big games, I guess, it's rivalry teams, Hamilton and the Marlies, Leafs versus Habs, so I guess, sometimes that'll happen. But, I didn't really see what happened there at the end, but, as a hockey player and also a fan, I guess we all sort of enjoy it.
So coming into this one, I've been taking a good look at your numbers. Plus 29 on the season now. You must be feeling pretty good out there on the ice.
Yeah, I just try and do my job. We got a good team this year, so obviously it's great when you have all the other four guys on the ice playing up to their potential and playing well and supporting you out there. And we have great goaltending. We've had that all year, and I think that's why we've been so successful. So, I'm happy with it, but there's still a lot of games left to be played, and things can turn around in this league in a quick hurry, so you have to, stay focused and be on task.
So, I mean, I've been playing some good hockey. Any clue as to why no call-up thus far?
Oh, no, I have no clue. I'm not going to play GM. That's not my job. I'm just going to be happy for the guys that get their opportunity. And, the three guys that just got called up recently, we were all watching the game there for a bit, and they deserve it. They looked really good out there. So I'm happy for them. And who knows, maybe in the future I get my shot. But right now I just got to focus on playing my game and getting better here every day. And I said that was going to be my focus at the start of the year, and it hasn't changed.
Anything particular they've got you working on, hoping you can improve to get that call-up?
I think at this level you just try and work on all aspects of your game. You're never perfect, and even when you get to the National League, it's clear to see that not everyone's perfect there either. So you always have things to work on. I think it's just trying to work on all aspects of your game.
So on another note, the Maple Leafs signed traded for Keith Ollie. Yep. You had a chance to play with him in the World Juniors. Can you give us a little rundown what kind of player he is, what kind of teammate he was in that World Junior tournament?
Oh, great teammate, great guy, a great person, and he's going to help their team. And, I guess he was a part of that trade, and I spoke to him in the warm-up there for a bit, and I said the colors look good on him. So, he had a big smile on his face, so I'm sure that he's really happy to be in Toronto, and it's a great place to play hockey. I mean, Calgary's great too, but Toronto's, one of the best markets to play in the National League, so I'm sure he's happy there.
So you look like you had some significant energy out there today, and taking a look at the legs here, you're a pretty strong guy. What's your rundown in the gym? Take me through a day, off season. What's the workout regimen for P.K. Subban?
Well, in hockey, you got to have strong legs, but I don't know. I just work as hard as I can off the ice just to make sure I'm ready to compete. And I'm only 20 years old, so there's a lot of guys in this league that are 29, 28, 20, 30, guys who have been around and have had the chance to work on their body and get stronger as the years go on. So, my off seasons are pretty hectic and they're tough. So I just try to get as strong as possible. Nothing specific, just be strong.
PK, appreciate the time, buddy. Good game out there.
All right, thanks.